my bed in the heat of the summer. I've been waiting patiently for a beautiful lover. He's not a cheater, a believer. He's a warm, warm-blooded achiever. It's a lonely night in my bed in the heat of the summer. It's so high when you're with someone. Your heart breaks and it ain't no fun. But I gotta take that risk tonight. I'm ready for someone to love me.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my partner, Boris, who hates to admit he's my better half.
I'm not your better half, but thank you for saying that.
I hope we are all safe in this pandemic. Hope and pray that your spirits are high and that you know that soon God will take care of it. Also, let's acknowledge with a moment of silence all those who have fought and sacrificed their all for us to experience freedom in light of Memorial Day. Our show is available live on your radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available in more than 11 states, among others, and soon after the show, on any podcast player. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that we are not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor of child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that awareness is crucial. Education is necessary, and comfort is needed. I do believe we're all suffering, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. My healing came from God, and it still does. But other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's someone, always someone who cares. There's always hope. The song that played earlier was I'm Ready by Sam Smith and Demi Lovato. We are all faced with cold nights in the heat of the summer. We have been waiting patiently for the beautiful lover, the clever solution, a believer, not a cheater, but a warm, warm-blooded achiever. It's no fun when we trust someone and our hearts are broken in the lonely night of those who have let us down. But we take the risks, forward or backwards, hoping for someone to love us the same way God does. Today, our special guest is Dr. Richard Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman is the founder and clinical director of Christian Counseling Associates, CCA. CCA is the leading faith-based mental health organization providing Christian counseling with over 50 locations and a staff of over 80 counselors in Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, and West Virginia, With his 20 years of experience, Dr. Hoffman provides speaking engagements, has held various academic positions, and has been a guest lecturer both nationally and internationally. Dr. Hoffman, thank you for being on the show. Dr. Hoffman, we are living in scary times, and now some experts claim that we're experiencing two pandemics, the apparent coronavirus COVID-19 deaths, and yet to be discovered, rarely spoken of, deaths of despair. We tend to believe the answers that feel most comfortable, and we can make poor decisions based on false perceptions and lack of awareness until we realize there's a bigger picture which requires faith and understanding. If we choose to look beyond appearances, we can consider everything and everyone. So Dr. Hoffman, now that we have discovered a way to tackle the COVID-19 virus, please help us understand the collateral effects of the so-called solution. Has the cure become worse than the disease as we face long-term effects that have surfaced as a result of this global shutdown?
It's a good question, Amy. Definitely the question that many people are asking nowadays as we have, for the first time in history, instituted a quarantine for healthy people as well as people who are struggling or who have contracted the virus, as in the past the sick were the people who were quarantined and required to do that. And so this widespread solution has really created a disruption in our society. And the debate, of course, is whether that is needed or effective. But what mental health experts are concerned about as we talk about the possibility of a second wave is the certainty that there's going to be a wave of mental health issues that people are experiencing as we see increased unemployment, people who are going into significant debt and bankruptcy, loss of business and property, increased crime, definitely increased social isolation. We're going to begin to see the effects of that in people's mental health. And so survey research that has been out there during the past couple of months have already started to indicate that definitely as people experience anxiety, they're also experiencing increased amounts of depression. We see that there's been a 33% increase in use of psychiatric medication. And there's interesting indicators that show us that this fear is going to be widespread and long-term. And so there was a survey that was done that demonstrated that 15 to 20% of people are indicating right now that they're never going to be comfortable coming back to their workplace or being in society without a significant fear that they might get sick. So definitely the way that we've handled this pandemic has had a significant impact on people's mental health and the way that they're dealing with things emotionally.
Doctor, if people, because of the fear, whether it was direct or indirect, if people are afraid to go back to work, could they also be afraid to continue functioning normally? Will this depression go on and be prolonged, but the circumstances incurred, and will they find it difficult to find happiness and hope again?
I think many people are concerned about that, that the impact of what we're doing or the intervention that we've chosen is going to be felt for years to come. Definitely we're talking about that financially, but I think in many other aspects, we're going to feel possibly the impact of this for years to come.
I just wanted to mention, there is a study that I saw, I think you mentioned it, but the numbers are very hard. Like, it says 75,000 Americans are at risk of dying from overdose or suicide due to the coronavirus despair. So I guess that's additional problem.
More than at risk, I learned this morning that, I forget what state it was, but there was more deaths from overdose than COVID-19 deaths. So already it's starting to show that people are dying from despair more than they're dying from COVID-19 deaths. And I wish people would take into account all lives matter, all deaths matter, not just the COVID-19.
Well, it's a question.
Yeah, and, you know, when you consider statistics the numbers that are being...
Yeah, that's definitely what I want to start talking about, because God considers all of us, not just some of us. We will continue talking with Dr. Hoffman about the effects of the shutdown and moving past false appearances. We would love to hear from you. 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
Continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back to The Cure. This is Amy Cabo. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. Please remember that you can listen to the radio show through our app The Cure with Amy Cabo or later as a podcast. Please subscribe whenever you find one.
The song that just played was Your Eyes by The Weeknd. And I love it because the song is about seeing past what you did or what you've done. He sees your soul through your eyes. And there's so much more than meet the eyes, more than we can comprehend. Unconditional love means we believe even when it doesn't look good. We see beyond appearances or popular ideas. We see deeper within and don't let circumstances define us.
Okay, it's me again. See? I also want to remind you about the contest we started. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our Contact Us page on GodIsTheCure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate. Thank you for everybody who has submitted songs. Not all songs are getting picked. Sorry about that. But Amy picks them based on the guest, what is the topic of the show, and I don't know, for many other reasons that she doesn't want to tell me. But please keep on trying.
We're talking to Dr. Rich Hoffman, discussing how to deal with the deleterious effects of the stay-at-home orders due to the pandemic, as well as our perception. Dr. Hoffman, we discussed there is more drug addiction, more alcohol abuse. How can we resolve this? Is it going to disappear when the pandemic is over? And what do you suggest can be done?
Well, I think there's two stories that we paid attention to when this pandemic and the lockdown first started and a wave of fear was coming over people. And there are stories from two ends of the country. You know, the first came from New York, and it was a very unfortunate one in which there was an elderly woman who died in an emergency room after being physically assaulted by another patient. And wow. This was in the New York Post, and the person who assaulted the elderly woman said she wasn't keeping her social distance. I had to get her away from me. And a horrible story, wow. You know, but one that is indicating somebody who's just really caught up and stuck in their fear to the point where it controls them. The second story is from Washington. It's also the story of an elderly woman, 90 years old, in a personal care home, and she contracts COVID. And during that time, they were still letting people into the, March, and they're still letting people into the home, so they let her family, come in. And during that visit, they're all, suited up in PPE gear, but, something, really touches her heart. And ultimately, the elderly woman recovers from COVID. And it's not a story that you hear often, but many people are recovering. And they asked the woman, who recovers, what was it that kept you in this? And she said, I knew I had to live. I wanted to see my grandchildren again. I wanted to spend time with them. I wanted to hug them again and love them. And that's what kept me living and fighting one day at a time. And so in this scenario, the person has something bigger than the virus, than the fear, that helps them look past. And they can grab hold of that and overcome miraculously. And so, we see these two stories, and I think it's a good metaphor for, if we're going to get through this, we need something bigger than fear to carry us through.
We need to change our way of thinking. We need to change our perception. We need to stop thinking doom and gloom and trust God and have faith and think there's hope and focus on the beauty of life. We tend sometimes to just concentrate on the bad things because they call our attention more, I guess. But there's so much beauty and so much good that's coming out of this and so much good that can still come out. And I think that the psyche, the mind, plays a big part on whether or not you'll survive anything. If you're thinking negative, you just don't have such a good chance of survival.
Absolutely.
And so then I think the first thing that we need to do is just resolve the fear of the unknown, the fear of the virus. The fear that there's no tomorrow, that my life is over, that this is going to last forever, that there's no end, so I might as well escape by self-medicating or even, end death. It's terrible. And the media hasn't helped. And, they want to keep playing the same scenario that keeps changing and keeps getting better, but people are still hard about letting go of that fear. So what I wanted to ask, how can we help those fear? Because with me, I have no fear of anything, even if I die. If that's God's will, I'm okay with it. you know, that's God's will, and his will is perfect, even if I don't understand it. But that isn't everybody. And there are people out there hurting. And there are people out there that don't know where to turn to. And, I mean, even though it's getting better, what can you tell these people? I really want to reach out to them. I'm not worried about me and my family. I'm worried about thinking about how there's so many others out there suffering.
Well, you mentioned this at the beginning of the show, Amy, that we do this every day at Christian Counseling Associates in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. We have over 50 locations, 80 counselors, and thousands of people who come to us every year for counseling. And so we've developed the models and interventions to help people deal with the pandemic emotionally. And one thing that we've done is we've developed an acronym called HOPE. The people that we serve, we want them to hold on to hope. And so HOPE stands for, H stands for healing. We've all been hurt in some way by this pandemic. And we have to identify that and get real about things that we're struggling with. We need to reach out to somebody who is going to care with us about where we've been hurt. O stands for optimism. And like you mentioned, it's a mindset, a focus that we have to develop. And so even in the worst crises in life,
Yes, and that's, you know what, that's a productive solution. That's a solution that helps people, not destroy them.
We'll continue talking about the letters after that. But we'll end the segment. Please give us a call if you want to ask us a question. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
If you're isolated, lonely, or sad, let us know.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Don't ever think that it's too late. When you care about someone, there is always room for change. You're allowed to make mistakes. It's a part of every life. I don't see you any different. The truth is shining in your eyes.
Now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, or the website, godisthecure.com.
Also on all social media channels. Anyway, all shows are available after that as a video podcast, audio podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabell, and please subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
The song that just played was Never Far Behind by Ali and AJ. Are these difficult times sending us a message? Will these tribulations drive us closer to God? When we love someone, we are patient about change and forgiving with mistakes. We accept hardship as a part of everyday life. We know God doesn't see us any different. He sees who we really are. The truth is shining in our eyes if we hold on to what we believe. We trust in God, who will always be our friend. Even if we take our time, God will always be there waiting. He is never far behind.
So basically you want to say that don't worry.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Neither does he.
Very good. Also in the pandemic time. I also want to remind you about the contest we started. See, I'm the announcer apparently. So let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on godisthecure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate. Thank you.
And we are with Dr. Hoffman discussing how to deal with the increased mental health issues due to the stay-at-home orders, taking everyone into account. How nice. Dr. Hoffman, please tell me the good stuff about your HOPE model. It sounds wonderful.
We started with H or no? Did we do the O? I think the P.
I think I missed the H.
Yeah, so we were on optimism, and I wouldn't want our audience to
Could you tell me what's
talking.
H?
She started on the previous one.
So H is healing.
Healing.
O is optimism. P is perseverance. And E is eternity. And so, you know, I'll quickly explain this, and it's something that's easy to remember, but, you know, you want to identify where you need to heal. We've all been hurt. For optimism, you know, we're not talking about the power of positive thinking. You know, I want to reference here Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8, which says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren," or brothers and sisters, "whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute or good reputation, if there is any excellence, if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." Now, to summarize these verses, when we think of optimism, we think that the Lord is near. And so even in times of crisis, He is with us. And so there is the opportunity for something good, even to come out of crisis, because the Lord is at work and He is with us. And so we have to, even in the midst of a pandemic, look for these opportunities. Look for ways to rise up. Look for ways to help people. Look for ways to care in the midst of crisis. And the Lord who is near will provide these things for us. That is the core of optimism. So that's O. Now P, perseverance, is it's not just sufficient to think about these things, but we have to be focused on acting on our knowledge that the Lord is near. We have to look for action steps every day. And, you know, that will bring us to what makes all this possible, which is eternity. We have to have an eternal perspective. Romans 8:38-39 tells us, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, this is the kind of perspective that gives us a way to look past fear. That if we are with the Lord, if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if He is the one that we serve and the reason that we serve, that He will be with us in this life and the next, which means death cannot break our connection. Death is a terrible thing. None of us wants to face that. And the pandemic, the basis of the fear is that you could get the coronavirus and die. As Christians, our eternal perspective lets us look past that. And to deal with this pandemic successfully, that is what is required. We could very easily get stuck in this fear that this invisible monster is going to catch us.
Well, just to interrupt you real quick there, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that the reality of you dying from that is much, much less than what was expected before. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, absolutely, Boris. And you know, and really, if you look at the statistics, you know, we often don't look past the headlines. That the headlines are scary, you know, but if you really dig deep, then, you know, you get a whole different perspective. If you look past the initial fear, the statistics are even differently. And Boris, reminding us of this, you know, is a person looking past the fear of headlines and somebody who is looking deeper into this issue. And that's exactly my point. If we have this eternal perspective, we look past the initial fear and our whole perspective is changed. That is the power of the Lord working in our heart that allows us to do that. That is how we hold on to hope. That is the power of an eternal perspective. Now, what I would talk about next is part of the problem that we're really caught up in here is not as much about the pandemic, but our inability to hold on to hope, to have this eternal perspective. Imagine that you don't know about eternity, that you don't have a peace that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. How on earth would you be able to handle the fear of death or the fear of a pandemic? And to be honest, we deal with this every day. And that would be, you know, the last thing that, you know, that we know as believers is what we see in Psalm 139, verse 16. It says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And to look at the meaning of this, you know, God's word and what we hear in Psalm 139, you know, we come to a reality that the Lord has control over when we live and when we die. Yes, we need to make wise choices, but we cannot guarantee 100% on any day our safety.
Exactly.
And a lot of the headlines that we see play on a fear that, you know, if we're not in touch with that, some of us might not even be able to function in this environment.
I understand that, and one of the things that I wanted to touch up on, you know, we're not an island. We're all God's children. And the same way that we need that connection with God, we need each other. We need a connection with each other. God gave us each other so that we can be there for each other. That's why he didn't only make us only one. And so that's what I wanted to talk about after the break, is the importance of reestablishing worship. Masses. I mean, how about NA meetings? How about, you know, things that people can help themselves with? You can go to buy alcohol. You can go buy weed. But if you need help,
weed is very important.
No worship, no NA meetings, no AA meetings. And I want to let people know that people need each other. So guys, we would love to hear from you. What do you think about this? Do we need each other?
Or
are you struggling from loneliness? Call us 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cavill and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
Savior, pray. Abba, Father, have your way. Though they know not what they do, let the cross draw men to you. To you.
will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and our website, godisacure.com.
And on social media. I don't know why you always skip the social media. It's very important.
Okay,
Facebook, social media too. There you are. Facebook, Twitter, and what is it? YouTube. Now, later, the show will be available as a podcast as well. Please search for The Cure with Amy Cabo. Now, Amy spelled with an I and a double E on any podcast channel, and subscribe, please, so you don't miss any episode.
You can like it too.
Please do. Only if you like it, though. Well, if you don't like it, still like it. Please.
The song that just played was All for Love by Hillsong United. We learned so much from Christ. It's so tempting to misdirect anger, shift blame, and self-sabotage out of spite. But as Christ was brutally tortured and humiliated, he said, Father, have your way. Though they not know what they do, let the cross draw men to you. Let our pain fulfill a purpose. By following Christ and his holy ways, we learn to have a loving heart, not just for others, but for ourselves as well. And when we are faced with unbelievable challenges, as the world seems to be crashing down, and we truly feel the cross, that's when most of us realize all we need is God.
Nice. Yes. But also, it's not so dangerous, guys. Come on. Things are moving along, and everything's going to be okay very soon. Please start opening, you know, states. But also, I wanted to remind you about the contest we started. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on godisthecure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate.
We continue talking to Richard Hoffman, who's helping us go through all the effects of isolation and fear of the pandemic, which we're very grateful for.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Hoffman, what is your opinion on opening churches? I was just talking earlier about the importance of human contact. you know, we weren't meant to be isolated. I believe in moments like this, that's when it's most needed.
Sure. Well, we're about 65 days into the quarantine, and yesterday the president asked us to open the churches and reminds us that this is a life-sustaining operation in our society. As believers, we know that our connection to the church is our connection to a spiritual family, and it is life-sustaining. Disconnection from that is disconnection from life. And so there's many people out there who are struggling, who are disconnected. And we know the church as the place for healing and where you find growth and where you find life-changing relationship, first in Jesus Christ.
And where you receive the Eucharist. You can't receive it at home.
You receive it, yes.
Amen. You know, where you receive communion and... you know, many people have not received communion or the Eucharist for many months now.
And some of us really need it.
Amen. Amen. You know, and so I'm in Pennsylvania, and in my community in western Pennsylvania, we live around Pittsburgh. All the churches are still closed, and people are worried about, you know, stories that they've heard of people gathering together. And I'm not an epidemiologist, so, I can't comment, on in an expert way on how the virus is spread. But what I can say is that if we can look past the fear, if we can look past the headlines, we can see our obligation to maintain our connection to our spiritual family, to enter into corporate worship, our responsibility to glorify God wherever we are, together, and to develop a way to do that. And so, say for instance, our church is calling us right now to meet in home churches. So we have church in our driveway, and we have 25 people get together, and we have a worship band there, and we gather and we listen to a sermon and we pray together and we praise God together. And other churches are doing the same thing. If somebody comes to this outside church, they can wear a mask if they want to. They can social distance if they want to. They don't have to.
Right.
I personally do not do that.
It's either or. I mean, people should have their own choice. But there's gathering of people in Publix, in the public bathroom of Publix, and all the other places that are open, the Walgreens, and all the other places that they can
Walmart,
and of course, more people in that one Walmart that's open instead of a bunch of other stores that sell the same thing. So the idea is not to spread the virus, but they're only allowing a few places open so that everybody could go to the same place, and that defeats the purpose. I'm sorry. You're gonna encourage more people in one place because there's such little places open. So that's what I'm trying to say, trust.
Plus, we don't say don't use safety measures. Obviously, use safety measures. You know, you can wear a mask. There is guidelines, CDC guidelines. There is guidelines of other epidemiologists. Follow them, but...
But what's incredible is that they can open casinos and other things like that, but they don't find God important. Some people can't live without God. I know I can't. I mean, thank God he's everywhere. Doesn't have to be only in church. But I like to hear the songs. I like to feel the Spirit. I like to receive communion. That's something that's irreplaceable. And that's something that's just as essential for those who believe.
Sure. So
it's the same as counselors. Counselors are very important too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Boris. And thank you, Amy. And right on in what you're saying, you know, if you're going to risk going to Walmart, can you risk going to church?
Right.
And it comes, weighing values. I'd speak personally for myself. I'm 46 years old. Really understanding all the components of this. I can be in a group of people and I do not worry. And living in a free country, I want the choice on how I want to take risk. And, I understand that people, if I was 70, I would feel much differently. Or if I had an underlying health condition, but even with CDC guidelines and as a counseling business, we have to follow those guidelines, and we do. There are ways
and we have,
to say
and we have,
together.
We showed that we can. We have. It's the same way that we're equal in God's eyes. They shouldn't pick winners and losers, who's essential and who's not. Every person is essential. Every family is essential. And I think we care enough about ourselves and others that we will do the right thing. Have we not realized that all the doom and gloom that has been predicted by anyone thus far has not occurred? Enough with the Debbie Downers, people. Let's start looking up.
Yeah, God is with us, right?
Amen. Amen. And with that perspective, I think that risk gets weighed carefully and correctly. Without an eternal perspective, without being connected to in your heart to God, if you're more connected to anxiety, it just makes things unworkable. So my bottom line for the people that we're helping is there is a way to persevere, and there is a way to meet as a church to do that safely. And our leaders and all the people in the Christian community have to weigh the risk and move forward
and
get on with being the church.
And I know what it's like to feel like you don't have God. And it's a very scary place.
Oh, we have only
but
a
it's
couple
never
of
too late, guys. Try him anyway. Even if you don't feel him, it will pass. And if you don't give up, it will come to you. And you're alive. You might as well make it happen. You might as well make the best out of it. It's when you die that you don't have a choice. Thank you again, Dr. Hoffman. We've come to an end of the show, but it was great having you. Dr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Amy. And thank you to Boris. Thanks for having me, folks. And thanks to our audience. It was great to be with you today.
Thank you.
And remember, guys, he's the clinical director of Christian Counseling Associates, and you can visit his website and speak with him or other counselors at ccawpa.com. Let's finish with a prayer. Dear God, I come before you to lay my panic and anxiety at your feet. When I'm crushed by my fears and worries, remind me of your power and your grace. Fill me with your peace as I trust in you and you alone. I know I can't beat this on my own, but I also know that I have you, Lord. And you have already paid the ultimate price to carry my burdens. For this I thank you. Amen. I want one more prayer for strength. Dear Jesus, you are the strength of my life. You are my rock, my fortress, and my protector. Therefore, whom shall I be afraid? You are my shield, my strong tower, and my stronghold. I will call to you because you are worthy to be praised. So, Father, I thank you for being my strength and my God, in whom I trust. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you to audio producer Jasper, the very lovely Jasper, for being with us today, making the show sound really good and playing my music picks. And thanks to the amazing Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuing guidance. Check out his show, The Christian Car Guy. It's awesome. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, GodIsTheCure.com. Please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode.
Thank you to our listeners for being with us. And until next week, keep safe in this pandemic. Wash your hands and don't touch your face. Most importantly, social distance for now. I want to ask all our listeners to help our elderly as they are indeed more susceptible to the virus.
For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.